Start your day of the Torah, Rabbi Eliezer, helping.
You been able to solve a midbar by Yimtzu Ish Mekoshish 18 B'yom Shabbos. The parasha of the Mekoshish, he was a Mechal Shabbos. He was warned and he was Chayav Misa. So the Rechayim HaKodesh asked the Kasha, why does it say Vayiyu B'nei Yisrael B'midbar? Why is that relevant? Don't we know it's in the midbar, yeah? That's the Kasha, yes. Ma bo'akosach be'enu. So he says, it's important to know the Yidim were in the midbar. Why? Because the Mekoshish did one of the Lamates Melochas. One of the Melochas he did was, there's different opinions. One Shitta said, the Melocha was Ma ve'dad amas, carrying four amas. It says Mekoshish, that's the shot. The obvious question, the Gemara says, a midbar is a kamelis. Midaraisa, there's only a chiev, melechas Shabbos, in Rishus Rabbim, a public thoroughfare. So there, the Gemara says, when the Yidin win the midbar, it was Rishus Rabbim. So Gemara and Shabbos, means the Gemara here. Sratia Platrus Rabbim, yeah? Then why did it say a midbar? A midbar, too, it's Lekashak. One place says Rishus Rabbim is a Sratia Platrus, a public place. Another Brisa says, a midbar is Rishus Rabbim. But the first price holds, a midbar is not Rishus Rabbim. Why? It's not a pub, it's just an open countryside. Open countryside is not Rishus Rabbim. Says the Gemara, you saw a hybrid midbar. Then it was Rishus Rabbim. Bismanazeh, einoi mokum hiluch rabbim. A midbar is not a mokum for hiluch rabbim. Who goes to midbar? Maybe some adventure cyclists want to cycle across the Sahara Desert, whatever. It's not a mokum which is for Hiluch Rabbim. So the Rechaim, that's that. Before you say the Parsha Mekoshish, to explain why was Yichai Misa, the Yidin were in the Midbar, and that point of the Midbar, the Yidin were, was Rishus Rabbim. Another man, the Amar, says that he was Toilish. Same thing again. He pulled out, he was Toilish. He pulled out from the ground. Kasha is, Kasha in Mungzim, Bings Gemara, Ein Mechassim, but off a Midbar. The Din by Kisui Adam, after Shechita, Chayavoy, to cover the dam with offer. There has to be offer which is royu lehatzmiach. You can only use earth which is fit to grow in it. It would be able to cultivate vegetation in this earth. Says the Gemara, saying you can't use the midbar. You can't have a midbar. Im kein minayin yotzu tzmochim ba midbar. Shetol shom akoshish. Midbar doesn't grow. By definition, a midbar is not. So there it says, he brings a chazal. Be'era shal Miriam, ha'isamashka, ha'yamala ganosu padesim. There was gardens where the Eden were. Always find it strange. The big mile of Klalisol, they went to a mokum lo zerua. We all know when the Gleisus, the betochen of Klalisol, they left Mitzrayim into a wasteland, a desert. According to this, there was gan. Yeah, Kumkar, they didn't know. They didn't know when they. And second, we didn't say things grew. They made the word God didn't say things grew and didn't grow. Gathers up in the word. There was vegetation there. Chiddush.
It took time to grow.
Time to grow. I can't put him. Yeah. The left Mitzrayim Zichra was a big business nefesh. Lechteich acharai ba midbar beres lozu. They left Mitzrayim going into a wasteland. So it's a gewaltiger bitochen of Klal Yisrael. They didn't ask any questions. As far as they knew, there was nothing to live off. Lemaisa, Shteitno Rechaim, called to Bishem the Medrash, the word ganois, the word garden, there was vegetation growing where the Eden were. Maybe not, they could plant things, maybe didn't give them what to live off. Are enough to say, to answer the question, how could the Mekoshesh be chayev for the Moloch of Toilish if it's absolutely barren? It wasn't barren, there was vegetation growing there. And the same thing stated in Tois also, Tois in Mesechus Chulin says this to answer Kasha. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, a Mishnah Avodah Zarah, when you want to destroy an Avodah Zarah, you should crumble it up, and throw it, take the wood on, throw it to the wind. You have to destroy it. So state a Mishnah. Matliyam, Amrilai, the Beisi, Amrilai, it'll become Zevil. If you take an avodah zarah, even a metal avodah zarah apparently, and crumble it up and scatter it, it'll land in the soil, it'll become zevel. So you're saying, it'll fertilize the ground. Ah, come on, compost. Oh. And the problem is, that's abuse. They said to abuse, it's not good. You can't just scatter it. You might eventually actually get it. You want to destroy an avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not only osabachila, osabana. You've got an avodah zarah, an idol which is being worshipped. There's a shtakak podah to make sure it can never ever be used again, and no one would ever benefit from it. So you have to mamash destroy it, mamash put it in the incinerator. Just scatter it to the wind. Oh, no, not good enough. It may land on the ground somewhere. It will fertilize the soil, and somebody will benefit from it. Sounds a bit far-fetched. Possibly. No shaykhs. So you must have no possibility of benefiting. If you scatter over the Zorah, it might land somewhere, and it will fertilize the ground, and some plants may grow. So you've had a no. So Biosi said the kasha to them, I've got a raya, nishkefelech. Veschataschem the eagle. The Moshe Rabbeinu did it, the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu scattered the eagle, and he threw it into the nachal. And turns out it could be it'll end up. That's kashim. Well, kashim, water, copper. Turns out maybe it'll go over the edge. End up. I've got a kasha. You see that avodah zarah, the eagle, was scattered to the wind, and it might have ended up. I'm going quite on the kasha in the middle. They wouldn't benefit from that basically. But maybe the kasha. Possibly, man. So they said, Mashom Raya, Vayashkis, so Leboy Konkasaitis, you had different kinds, you wanted to make sure that you should drink the water. But normally, you can't scatter Avodah Zarah, it might end up fertilizing the ground. Mushabain had a Cheshbim, it'll scatter in the water, and then they drank the water, and they worked out who served the eagle. Freight Toysfus, what's the use of Kasha? In a midbar, things don't grow. If you're not allowed to use afan midbar for kisui adam, why not? So dovah she'einu matzmi, it doesn't grow. Things don't grow. The biyosi's taina war, the taina biyosi was that you end up fertilizing the ground. That's only a mokum which will grow. Or when you eat them in the midbar, with no problem. The eagle. Ground very, very fine pieces. So metal, apparently, maybe as it decomposes, can have a beneficial effect on the soil. Oh, what's the kasha? It can't grow. So Tracy, I might say, that's the same thing. It did grow. Things, where the Eden were, things grew. Again, I'm not quite sure, were they there? Were the Eden in that place long enough to benefit? Were they going to plant there? Basically, I can't put on him. That is, if there'll be a possibility of something growing here, then you've not been Makai in the mitzvah of destroying avodah zarah, because the apostle said, "Yidbe b'yodcham umer melechem." No shaykhs at all, and you're not allowed to put an avodah zarah even after you've crumbled it up into powder. You're not allowed to put it in a mokum where you could possibly, even in a far fetched scenario, have some benefit. So the Tosafot Pshat and Gemara, the biyushis time was, how can Moshe Rabbeinu scatter the eagle? Possibly, is going to land in a mokum where there's a possibility of it fertilizing the soil, and people will benefit. Yidden will benefit from the avodah zarah. The answer was he was going to give them a different cheshbon. He was going to mechavel ashkosam kasoitus. Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon was a different cheshbon. All this powdered up eagle, and all this all mixed into water, and there was a special cheshbon going to be. Give them a drink. I'll call upon him. So twice the same again. This Gemara is only understood if things did grow. If nothing grew, it's impossible. There'd be no shaila. So that's twice the same. Twice says he doesn't mean the medrash. He just says, "But mokem shahoy Yisrael hoya matzmiach." Things where the Eden and Midbar things grew. Doesn't say details how, what, when. And the Chaim HaKodesh brings a medrash. The Be'er Shemira made things grow. Right. Okay. Now then, so this is Yisad, interesting Chiddush, that although we know that in a midbar, in a barren midbar, things were growing. The Eden went through a midbar, but where the Eden camped, where they were, it was to an extent fertile ground that could have been cultivated. Wow. Was it cultivated? I don't know. Or maybe did they actually go? I don't know. But it was Roy, according to the Chaim HaKodesh, it was Be'er Miriam, maybe it was Derech Nes, but it was possible to grow things there. With this, With this Yisar, we can answer another kasha, another difficulty now with this Yisar. See, so Melech Shabbos, we know, we learn from the Mishkan. That's why the Yidim are told, don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So whatever Melacha was needed for the Mishkan is called a Melacha on Shabbos. Do not work. What's called work? How do you know called work? Don't work on Shabbos. What's called work? Now, see, if you just schlepping benches all day, is mutter, yeah? A small mice of boy is also. The klalim of work for the, well, the Torah calls work on Shabbos is not what we call work. It's not you. A day of rest. You might take a day of rest. I can do a lot of things that are forbidden on Shabbos, which you would not think is a contradiction to a day of rest. Yeah? Taking your shells from your peanuts. I'm still having a day of rest. There's the 39 malachas covering a whole range of activities, and many of them are not activities that are hard work, but the Torah, it's a steal. Well, the Torah's idea of rest is lamates malachas. Now, what's the makai? How do you know what's called a malacha? The Mishkan. Whatever was needed for the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara says. You get malachas that are very similar, but they're called separate. Zoyre, boyre, toichin. Winnowing, selecting, and sifting. All basically the same. All taking the unwanted from the one, yeah? Winnowing, taking away the chaff from the tefuah, selecting, sifting flowers, all basically the same. But we'll ask the question, why make three melachas out of it? Why is it three? Says the Gemara, everyone in the Mishkan was a separate stage. When they made the Mishkan, everyone was a separate stage. That's why it's separate melachas. Hachtav Mishkan Cheshiva is called a separate melacha. And when do they have these melachas? So we have various groups of melachas. So you have ploughing, things, all the first 11, ploughing and harvesting and grind, all that ends off with over baking. That's one set. The Mor calls that Sidra de Pas, the Seder making bread, yeah? And he says, well, you're supposed to think, you say, we have a piece of bread. Look at this. Look how many jobs I need to get this piece of bread. Or the Marishan, yeah? 10 melachas. To get bread from the beginning, you have to plough and plant and harvest and grind and winnow and slip. So, Baruch Hashem, I've got a piece of bread ready to be eaten in front of me. Don't you think about it? Do we think about it? No. 10 fingers, 10 melachas. Are you supposed to think about it? Okay. I'm not saying I think about it. Time to time, you can think about it. I've got a piece of bread here. How many melachas do I need to get this piece of bread? So, state in the Gemara, the first 11 melachas of Shabbos are called Sidra de Pas, the Seder making bread, all the melachas. Afraid the Gemara, why are you speaking about Oifer? Speak about Bishul. Oifer is baking, Bishul is cooking. Well, what? In the Mishkan was Bishul. And for the Gemara, you want to go to Seder making bread. Bread is a staple food. The Mos got Kasha. Why you change from Bishul to Oifer? Baking. There was baking. They baked the Lechem upon him. So what's the Gemara's difficulty? The Pshat is, Pasha, we're learning from the building of the Mishkan. We say, Melech Shabbos is learned, whatever was needed to build the Mishkan is called a Melech on Shabbos. We mean the building of not the Kabbonis Pashtas. There was no baking when they built the Mishkan, but there was cooking. What were they cooking? Any suggestions? In the schus of preparing the shiur, I got some new ideas. So I'm like, across the to the olam, if you prepare a shiur, sometimes you find things you didn't know before. Right? So I assume samoni means they made the dye. The dyes for the ureas, they had to cook them. Shteitin chayodim, these dyes didn't need cooking. They weren't things that need cooking. The chalazin, tchezm chalazin, tlashoni, and agomon was earth. It wasn't a plant. The plants were, in chiddush, when you make the dye, you have to add certain plants to make the dye work. Ramelech tzitzis. When you make tzitzis, when you have to dye tzitzis tcheles, you want to dye your ears, you can't just put the material in a big pot of dye. It won't connect. The dye, the colour, won't bind onto the material. You have to other materials to help it work. And those are the samamonim. Not the actual, not the tcheles that come with lashoni, yeah? He's thinking, the chayim says lashoni may have been a worm case. The tcheles, agomon, tlashoni, those materials, the actual colouring itself, didn't need cooking. What needed cooking was the various herbs, whatever, to put in the dye to help it work. So that was cooking. So they cooked all these things, right? That was what they used for someone. Then after it goes, different seder, making the fabric, that's from shearing the wool, right? That first one's for baking, then sharing the wall and cleaning it and combing, that's to make the ureas. That's obvious. Make the ureas from, first one goes from ploughing to making bread. The next group is from shearing the wool till you get the finish, yeah? Spinning and all the various, yeah? There's much to do with weaving, right? Face the kasha. Did they literally do these malachas in the midbar? Well, the question is, whatever they did for the Mishkan, you shouldn't do. Lost the Gemara in Shabbos. Lost the Gemara in Shabbos. Ein chayavim amalachayotz b'shabbos. Ein chayavim amalachayotz b'shabbos. Heim zoru atem lo tizru. Heim kotzru atem lo tiktzru. Heim hera koshim b'kachar agola. Don't do achnosa. I was just a hutzah because the midbar to agola. He says, hey, what they did, whatever they did for the Mishkan, don't do on Shabbos. It's called malach. Did they actually do these things for the Mishkan now? So Andaman Zogan with this save this tariff. Yes, because things could grow in the midbar. About the midbar was fertile ground. They could have actually done these malachas for the Mishkan. As I state in the Chayadim suggests this. But there's a difficulty. The difficulty is that's all right for these malachas. But other malachas, it's not mistaba. Tcheles. The Gemara learns out malachas from the certain malachas, knotting the back. Where was the kosher mat in the Mishkan? Yeah, that's it. Matkoshi says Bahal, that's the way. Yeah. The people who caught Chalozen were opening, changing the nets and knotting, catching Chalozen in the midbar. The Chalozen is not so readily available. Another Kasha, Rami Tigatrofen, Iglitalas Akasha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, please bring donations for the Mishkan. In 3 days, all the stuff came in, ready to start going. It's a mess. It ought to be a chazal, a miracle happened. When the Yidden were asked to build the Mishkan, in the space of 3 days, they planted and everything grew, ready to be used. That's the cat. So it wasn't mamish for the Mishkan. But they didn't actually plant it then. They plant it then. It's not mistabilized. You have to say, Navdav games, undo it now. You're right, it could have been growing beforehand. But it's not mistabilized. They actually, straight after the tzivri, straight after they were commanded to make a mishkan, they did not start from scratch from planting. That's not. And they might have had it before. Chalazon, they bought Cheles, it was already died, yeah? They bought Cheles, it already had the colour on it. The denated wool dyed blue already. So it was made beforehand. So Andaman Zung stated in Pnei Yeshua, it means, as I say, Haim Zor, it means, Avada, they did things beforehand. If you would need to build a Mishkan, what would you need to do? Melech HaShabbos means, whatever Melech, I'm not saying they did it then. If you're told to build a Mishkan from scratch, what malachas would you need to do to build a Mishkan? And these malachas were done at some point, probably more than likely, almost definitely, before the actual tzivui of the Mishkan. But these are malachas that are needed to be done to build a Mishkan, and therefore they've got a cheshivas of an av malacha, and these are the malachas you chayav on Shabbos. Malachas which are necessary to build a Mishkan, yeah? Loshna Gemara Haim Zoria. Some things were more literally did. The Moshe by Lagolas for Torah. Moses clearly they lifted the kroshim. That's what the Moshe says for Torah. Yechayv, you go two Rosh Hashanah, the length of the street. You pass an item across the length of the street. That's what they did the Mishkan. They pass them from one agol to the next, not across the street. Interesting. That's what the Moshe says. Different. You know? We learn out detailed halachas on the Mishkan because the agolas were parked by the Mishkan and they took off the kroshim and they passed it on to get onto the loading up the wagons, and the wagons were parked one behind the other. So Moshe, that's why you chayev for carrying an item from a shushyochet across the length of Mishkan, but not across, only along. That's how the Mishkan. So you see, we do that quite detailed halachas from the way they did in the Mishkan. Yeah, but in Kozer, not everything was done there. Now, I've got a cash on this. If we're saying now, whatever is necessary to build a Mishkan is called a malacha. Now, here comes the kasha. Wait, what? Then he says, Sidra. Change the Master Kasha. He said bread. They said, breath. Bread is more well known. The Shul said Bishul. He used the word bread because the Master said, Sidra the past. So say the bread is like a. For the Master said, the town likes to use the Master bread. Now they had Kosha, they wrote, where's writing? To number the Kroshim. Now comes the Kasha, bombshell Kasha. Where was Moichik in the Mishkan? Why do you have to erase, rub things out?
They made a mistake.
Ask a question. Yeah. I just said now, a malacha which is necessary to build the Mishkan is a malacha. Yeah. Is it necessary to make a mistake?
It's normal.
It's normal. Did they make a mistake? Did it ever happen?
Part of the building process.
Interesting. So it's interesting now. I'm saying now, we're saying Chiddush. Didn't happen. So I've seen the Loshna say is, Parmim Shatar, they made a mistake them all. So now we're saying, not only what's necessary, also what happened to the man. It's interesting. Some malachas, which they didn't do, we have to Pshatim Lecha Shabbos says, if you would need to build a Mishkan, what would you need to do? You would need to do all these things. That's why includes trapping a chalazon and doing various things which they definitely did before. They'd done it already. But this was necessary to build the Mishkan. Yeah. That's for me. And now we're coming to Meleches Moichik, which is not necessary to build the Mishkan, but it happened when they built the Mishkan. Did it happen? Do you think maybe it did? Now, listen to this. Amenas Lichter. Yeah, they wanted to be paid, yeah. Very important, in the right order. The cross in the right order. Yeah. Now, listen carefully. The Gemara says, listen to this, where was Korea tearing in the Mishkan? Says the Gemara, Yuria Shanofel Bodarna. One of the fabric got a beetle, I don't know, a moth, got eaten by an insect, a creature. It's got a hole, so you have to repair it, you have to tear it and put and stitch it. Koyim Baba Tofinosa. So it happened. Machsucht, got everything down, whatever. The some sort of an insect which attacks the fabric. For Tosfos, the different moshel of Korea. The Gemara says, "Not Oyrug, another moshel of Korea Amlas Litva." Says the Gemara, "Meisha Oyrug, Korea Amlas Litva." Ovid Kesichsa. Sometimes you make a baghead. Why are you tearing a beggar? So it's like a pocket. It gets folded over. The beggar's not equal. It's like a pocket in the bed. It means come in kiss. You have to tear it to straighten it. You have to straighten out the stitches. You have to tear and straighten out the stitches. A different moshel. The Gemara says a moshel got eaten by an insect. So it's a different moshel. If you're sewing them all, it gets a bit crumpled. You have to tear it and repair it. So Tosfos, why not give that moshel? I Marie. The Bemishkan Haya Umlim Beyoisa. Why in his harim, so it never happened. So Tosfos, you don't give Mosholim from Batlonus. Tosfos, when the Gemara is looking for a Moshul, where was the Korea in the Mishkan? It says, it beyond their control, an insect ate the cloth. So Beles Bread had to tear it to repair it. So the second Moshul, if you're doing a lot of work, inevitably, your makeup is a patch karat. We're not talking about a botched job here. They were all very skilled workers. Did they have any training? People who were bricklayers, manual workers, were able to become embroiderers and weavers and sewing and stone masonry and sculpture. Flagnish. Alla skill was one with almost Inchkehagavon. But Tosha said there were skilled workers. It never happened. That's why the Gemara gives a marshal. You're looking for Korea? Not because you make a patch karai. They didn't make a patch karai. They were skilled workers. Everything went, no mistakes. No push it now. An insect ate the cloth. You have to. But Yen the Gemara is talking about more Shkirch. Shkirch today. Yen the Gemara in the Oyrek, you want to give a marshal of Korea. And under Matsovim, it's very common. You make a patch karai and you have to tear it to repair it. Because you didn't do a good job, it got creased or whatever. So now is the kasha. Thus is man kasha. I throw this kasha open to the olam. Yeah. If Tosfos says they were umlim b'yosa, they didn't make a botched job, so why is moichik malachia? Can't make him teresa mechlais. This is Batlonus, a letter. Don't know. This is a lot of letters, maybe they make one letter wrong, maybe you could forget that's a lack, maybe a lack of skill, maybe the word lacking skill. I mentioned back to Taurus, and the Taurus was a wrong letter on the thing. I call upon him. The interesting thing, they were umnin, they were skill. Maybe that's the term, not a skill. Pardon? Cutting with the scissors, what? Okay, same, yes. Same. Yeah, Mr. Holmes has cut the cloth. Yeah, you're right. I think now, Mr. Holmes' question, cut the cloth. I think he means I'm not stiff. You're right. It means I'm not stiff. I'm not means you're cutting it and then going to stitch again. I'm not stiff. It means there was that. That's the answer. Right, you have to cut. Mr. Holmes' right. You have to cut the cloth. Mr. Holmes got a cash. He's cut the cloth. He's always cutting. Korea's cut. The other thing is that's cutting to size. As in Malacha. Here we're talking about Korea tearing with intention of stitching. The Mashmor says something needs repairing here. New cut cloth, you're cutting it to size to start a good job. Cut the cloth to size, that's normal. Here we're talking about there was stitching there already, and you're tearing it and then going to stitch it together again. Right, so something happened here. Something happens, there's some sort of a mishap. You're tearing and then what's wrong? Something must have gone wrong. So the Gemara says the typical gone wrong is when you're sewing, it gets like a pocket, a crease or a fold or some sort of patch of eye, you need to repair it. That's the Gemara. And the other marshal is it got eaten by an insect. But it needs something doing to it. Oh, so that's stuck in the difficult. Where was it? I'll call upon him. This is the shiner. Is it time now?
2 minutes.
Okay. Don't know. I'm good. Okay, just fun. Any suggestions? I was like, okay, so this is the melachas of Mishkan, and the bottom line is, as they didn't do all the melachas then, some they did, some they didn't. The Rosh Hashanah Gemara is Takabis Tzorchin, Atam Lois Scissors, sounds like they literally did all then, and there seems to be good ideas about it. But all the other melachas Taka were necessary to build starting. Okay, there's one short halacha to Gazak, they say, different Indian, 2 minutes. I see you outside. Notice that you can, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael can hear their Kriyas HaTorah. So I'm saying that, I think Moshe Feinstein says that there's a chiyuv al pi minig to hear the Altamai says, it's not mamush a chiyuv, because they arise that the Kriyas HaTorah is only on a whole tzibah, not on a yochid. I mean, you're right, says halacha, if you miss laning, if you didn't lane 1 week, lane the sedra. They're talking about laning. So you didn't hear the sedra 1 week, didn't lane 1 week, so next week lane the last week's and the following week's sedra. Halacha seems to be like, be mashlim. Shteitin shari Ephraim, this halacha, it's born Shekhan Aruch. Im lo koru shabbos achas, make it up next week. It's only if there was a minion in shul, didn't lane. The Makoya was a store in the Rishonim. The source of this halacha is a story in the Rishonim. They were in shul, and some sort of a row broke out. They were arguing about something and didn't lay in the whole day. Well, to create the Christ, Tish and Benga, that what happened. There, that became a shishich, right? It was a major argument. It might have happened, there was a quarrel in shul, they were going hammer and tongs, they didn't lay in. So stay, and they said, faith, if they can find, and they didn't find Manucha the whole day, therefore they lay next week. Stay in Shah Ephraim. If there was no minion in shul, you'd not mash them. Didn't much COVID. People didn't come down. So Shayna Hidda, Tapi Halacha, those said you missed. Shteit Shafrayim. This Halacha is only, there was a minion there, there was a Chi of Kriya, and then it got disturbed. Mashenk, if nobody came to Shul, the Chi was not Chal. Another riot says that you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to someone. Aim of being Sefer Torah, it means you're based on Surim. Don't move a Sefer Torah around. You know this? The whole side, based on Oval, Makel, based on Oval. Normally, it's not covered. You should go to the Sefer, don't bring the Sefer Torah to you. Halachin Shekhanah, yeah? But they are done when Beis HaSurim, even they've got nowhere in there, the owner's got me, can't get that, you can't bring a Sefer Torah to him. If I found, I'm got, oh, so the Bialach wants to suggest the Meir Dvarim Amurim is on his own. But if there's a minion there, maybe he can. He says the Svar is because a Yochid has not got Chiv Kriyas HaTorah. A minion might be different. There's a minion in Beis HaSurim, minion Yidin. I once asked someone who had a relative in prison, in some country, how do you manage keeping mitzvahs in prison? Does he manage to put tefillin on? What do you mean? There's a Mashiach there, Dafyei Mashiach, minion. And some is all what we call almost a white collar crime. All the Erech Yidin just fell foul of the system. I'll call upon him. So you see the minion, that's one of the several rides. So Chayra, it's a chim. But once in the minion, then you're a chim, yeah. That's just Nishuch Anoch. If someone before Kriyas HaTorah And there's a shita which says if you go to the turn away and start learning, you're a potter. We don't pass it. There's a shita which is going to look there. You mustn't learn. You mustn't learn during learning. Yes, I'm before they start learning, you turn aside and you look in your safer, then you're potter. You're not. Stop this. I'm showing you. I don't want to join him. Afraid to be a locker. You're not allowed to. You've got a chiyuv Chris Torah. What's happened to you? He's very, very busy with his cash. Maybe means you heard Chris Torah already. It doesn't sound like. Machaber says the certain thing. Machaber says, but Pasha Zochi can't do this. Why you have to hear it? So why every Pasha after you? Be a locker is very concerned. What's that? You can turn away. You've got a chiyuv Chris Torah. Yeah. Every yochid's got a chid. It could be the chiluk is your inner minyan. There's no chid. A yochid, an individual on his own, has not got a chid of Chris the Torah. But once you're in a minyan, then you have a chid. So it has to be a loch's cash. How can it be a shit? This is a not lahalocha. This is a shitter, not lahalocha. Brought in Shulchan Aruch, that when line's about to start, you stay in the shul, you take your Gemara, turn the side, start learning quietly, don't disturb. It's all right. I'm not disturbing, and I'm not mavaz of the career because I've made a simmer. I don't want to join him. So she said, "Faith the bialocha, very nice. What's what about your chiv, Chris the Torah? You've got chiv." So Vaisa, he's an is a chiv on the yochid, but it could be the pshat is because he's in the minyan. He's part of a minyan. Therefore, you're not allowed to opt out. So the bialocha is very concerned. Doesn't stand. What's how can you opt out of Chris? You're there now. But say you weren't there. Yeah. You didn't hear the career. Like he's been, these bnei you saw weren't there, but they were there. It was a different creed. They weren't. Then the chayyur I've had it, sir. It's a fact. It's an hogat tova, and it also gains maybe the Moshe Feinstein says besides Chris Torah, he calls it. I think he calls it a minig, a halach al pi minig to hear the whole Torah. They want you, but they shouldn't make a set. But you're very good. Make a mincha, not extra broch. You should make extra brochas, obviously. But now b'shalos mincha, they're laying ahead to make the So shayla on a ship, five bnei Yisrael and five bnei chutz laretz find themselves on a ship traveling along. What can we show to the lame? Right, good shayla.
Rain twice.
Good shayla. It's in the betzela chochma. He was a big gorn. He was a shayla rovin in America. He specialized in all these type of shaylas. One of his shaylas is might make you smile. The shayla make you smile. Someone leaves Western Australia on Motzei Shabbos before Slichus. And he goes over the date line. He arrives in Honolulu. Which pizman should he say? Mitzoya menucha ula yochasam on the vevyum. Nishkin shayla chamura. Okay. Shayla, welke pizman? Nishkin shayla chamura. What's my look at this gift?